Blog Talk Radio.
Do you believe you serve a mighty God? Oh, I said, do you believe you serve a mighty, able, faithful God? He's worthy to be praised.
With the Rafers. All right, for the past 2 weeks, Mary has been here by herself. I'm here right now by myself. She's on her way back. But let me say that we're welcome to come. We're so happy to have you tune in this afternoon. It's Live with the Rafers. You can call us and get into the conversation at 619-638-8499. That's 619-638-8499. Oh, yes, this is the day that the Lord has made. And we will rejoice and be glad in it. It's so good to have you with us and have you listening to us. There is so much going on in the world today. And a lot of it has to do with the politicians and the race for who's going to be the next president. With that, and, you know, I've been watching the news today. And I saw down in North Carolina where the riots in the streets, and there's so much hatred going on in our world today. And so much, and let me say this, that some of the rioters are not rioting because of the brother being shot. They're rioting because they just want to riot. And we have to watch out that instigators don't come into our cities and cause a great upset. Don't get me wrong. I am very upset when I see so many black men being shot down in the middle of the street. And if you go to our archives, you'll see what the subject is for the day. When you see so many people, the bomber who did the bombing in New York and New Jersey, they shot him, but he's in the hospital recovering. And so how is it that they can aim to shoot to injure with others, but when it comes to black men, they shoot to kill? Is it that we have a bullseye on our chest and others have bullseye someplace else? I noticed that, and this has been reported, that when we get upset, we call it a riot. When we get together, there's automatically going to be a riot. But yet when they come out of the football games and they turn over cars and they were just young people who were just having fun or they just got out of hand. We need a clear understanding of what is what. I understand that these are perilous times. These are times of confusion, times where we're nearing the end of the world as we can see through the Word. And I want to talk about that in a few minutes, but we see people playing up. I just heard on the news today that Mr. Trump, Donald, said that look at what's happening down in North Carolina. See, black people are unrest. This is a cause. He didn't say black people, but that's what he meant. This is a cause that let us know that our cities are just in an uproar. Well, Mr. Donald, what are you going to do for us? You come to our churches and talk to us, and then you go someplace else and you do the double take. You talk to us one way and you talk to other people another way. Yes, you say you're not racist, but look at what you're doing. You yourself have come into churches and then smiled, and you were very upset when the pastor in Flint told you this is not about you, this is about the water. You have caused more problems You know, and I heard a lady today, you know, I heard a lady today say that, excuse me, that President Obama is the reason why we have racism. And I said, oh, my God, it didn't start until he started. And she also said that every black person could have a job if they were not so lazy. I said, oh, my God, every white person don't have a job. But when you're blinded by evil, when you're blinded by just evil doers, you know, the Bible tells us this. He says, fret not thyself because of evil doers, and neither be thou envious against the workers of iniquity, and they will soon be cut down. Let me tell you how we're going to have to cut down some of these things. We are going to have to get out and vote. Don't think just because you think that Hillary's ahead that you don't have to get out and vote. Don't think that your vote don't count. My vote don't count. It don't make no difference. They're going to do what they're going to do, what they want to do anyway. You had better wake up and think about what you're talking about, what you're saying. Because it's very important that we get out and we show ourselves. You know, if you don't have anything to say, then when things start going bad, don't say nothing. If you don't vote, that's what you're doing. You're saying, I don't care what happens. So if you don't care what happens before the election, if you don't care what happens during the election, then don't care what happens after the election. It is our job. God is, we say, oh, God is in control, and God is good. Let me tell you something. From the very first time that man sinned, God could have wiped out everything and started over again. But he gave man choice. He gave man choice over what he does, and he showed us this. Because when Adam sinned, Adam hid, and God didn't come in and say, and just slap him. He said, where are you? The first thing we read about this is that God waited until the cool of the day. He didn't do it in anger. He did it in love. And sometimes we have to understand that when we do things in anger, we become foolish. Like this man on yesterday, he killed all his family just to make somebody feel bad about it. That was the most. Ooh, excuse me, I got all goose and after. That was the most. I get upset with just thinking about that somebody don't want you that is trying to hurt you so bad until they kill your children in front of you. What kind of world are we in? We're in the world which Paul talks about. In Romans, Timothy, and the more we see it, the more we understand that the word of God is true. I had somebody write me or send me some stuff yesterday, trying to prove to me that what we have in the Bible is from Africa, and the white man want us to do this. Stop trying to make everything a racist thing. Stop looking to God. Stop looking to what God was trying to get us to see. If you want to join in the conversation, you can always call me at 619-638-8499.
Again, that number is
619-638-8499. There's a voice. There's a voice. don't always think of everything in a black and white situation. Think about what you're doing. Think about where you're going to be. Don't let anybody control you and take you where you don't want to go. And that means that we have to understand. Well, you have to get out and read. You got to get up and read. You have to get up and study. You got to know what people are talking about. You have to know that somebody that's always smiling in your face. You know, the OJ says smiling in your face all the time. They want to take your place, backstabbers. The man with the bronze face and the blonde hair. He's smiling all the time, and he's telling. He says, and "Listen, what he said. and I know that these are how do you say that? Every and this is when he talked about black people,
back to the black community.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, he said the black. This is the worst shape the black community has ever been in.
Wait a minute, Mr. Trump. Trump, you've got to be a chump if you think that this is the worst. This is some of the best times that we've ever had. I guess he forgot slavery.
Yeah.
I guess he forgot apartheid. I guess he forgot when we could not go into the front of a store. We had to go around to the back and have stuff handed to us. I guess he didn't know that even we couldn't go to the potty because our potty couldn't be mixed with the white potty.
Oh, Lord.
So they had one for us and another for them. The drinking fountains that were black and white, colored and white. So, and then, I was reading something today, I think that was very interesting. And it was about the color of black. Why do we call them black? I forgot the title. I know you know the title, Mary, since you just gave it to me.
Oh, no, that wasn't it. That wasn't it. It was about the thing about Black Lives Matter.
Mm. Yep.
Yeah, and...
Don't be crazy. We know all lives matter.
Right.
But it seemed to me like some folk don't realize that all lives matter. The Bible talk says this. He says, by one blood he's created all nations. It was not by... I don't care who you are. Everybody on earth had to start off with the same blood, and that was the blood that he gave Adam and Eve. So by one blood, he created all nations. And we are supposed to be we're not supposed to be haters of each other, but we're supposed to be lovers of each other. And the thing that gets me, and I'm going to let you talk, Mary, I know you're sitting back listening. And the thing that gets me is that the church talks about love, but don't practice love.
Ooh.
We have allowed the church to be infiltrated with people who talk about love but don't demonstrate love after you get out of church. We have people who know how to quote scriptures backwards and forwards, up and down, but don't know how to treat people once they get out of church. Black and white people. I'm not just talking about white people. I'm talking about black people.
The church folks.
Thank you, the church folks. you know what? I heard a message this week, and I said, oh, my God. That's it. He said the Christians. He said because anytime a man can give you a name, then they can manipulate the name.
Mm-hmm.
But in the Bible, God calls us saints. He called the Old Testament people who follow him saints. That's the name God gave the people in the church. Christian came because when they were being tormented, they said you all. When Paul was before Augustus and Felix, he said, Paul, you almost made me a Christian. He was stopping them in the face with the word Christian. And then they were called Christians first in Antioch. So we have to understand that throughout the Bible, even in Revelation, God calls us the saints when he calls the saints home. So we have to understand that we have to be, when saints live as God's ambassadors, Christians live in and out, sometime in, sometime out.
Well, you know, that's one of the reasons why I don't necessarily say I'm a Christian. I say I'm a believer because the Bible talks about believers as well. And it's sad to say, but many people have caused the label Christian to have some very negative connotations.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're supposed to be followers of Christ, because that is what that's supposed to mean,
mm-hmm.
I don't understand why people can treat people the way they do. I don't care what color they are, what height they are, anything else. Wrong is wrong.
Wrong is wrong.
And police, here's the thing. You know, we have this thing about blue lives matter because of policemen. White lives matter because of people upset. And I'm saying all lives matter. And I'm saying all lives matter because when we bleed, what color is our blood?
Red.
Red.
When you bleed, the color of your blood, red.
All of it's red. And so until somebody starts bleeding something differently, then I'm going to wonder where they came from.
Well, back to that lady who eloquently said that we are lazy and that if we wanted a job, every man could get it. And, you know, I wonder, I know she had not read history.
Yep.
I know that she has
not only did she not read it,
she
didn't live it.
She
didn't live it.
because we have some of the finest in our black race, and we have some of the worst.
Yeah,
but
that's true
of
all every other group of people too.
You have some of the finest in the white race, and you have some of the worst of the worst. One named Donald. Anyway, so we have to understand that the people who hate are not. It's not so much about color; it's about the person itself.
That's
it's about
true.
Evil doers. It's about people who are evil in their spirit, who have not been delivered from the bondage of sin and death.
And until they are, you know. I have to believe, and this is, I was trying to find this, because I wrote something today in my blog about what God expects. Not what people expect, what God expects. And see, there was a, especially of leadership. And the first leadership that God addresses is from the church world.
Well, let's go back further than that. Before the church was in existence, God was addressing leaders.
Well, no, but the priest, that's what I'm saying, because I'm talking about the priest that he considered the leaders.
Right, that's what I'm saying. So when we say church, we usually talk about New Testament.
Right, yeah.
But God started to tell it from Aaron on. He started telling, from Moses on, he started telling people how to live, how to walk. Even Abraham, Abraham was his friend.
Well, let me read this part that I from Malachi 2:1 through 8. And now, you priests, this warning is for you. If you do not listen and if you do not resolve to honor my name, says the Lord Almighty, I will send a curse on you and I will curse your blessings. Yes, I have already cursed them because you have not resolved to honor me. Because of you, I will rebuke your descendants. I will smear on your faces the dung from your festival sacrifices, and you will be carried off with it. And you will know that I have sent you this warning so that my covenant with Levi may continue, says the Lord Almighty.
Levi was a priest.
Mm-hmm. My covenant was with him,
mm-hmm.
a covenant of life
yep.
and peace,
mm-hmm.
and I gave them to him.
Mm-hmm. Listen, and that's part of the problem. The people who say, hallelujah, I'm anointed, I've been sent by God, hallelujah, they want to tell us about prosperity, but they don't want to tell us how to live. I live according to the word. They want to tell us about, we're going to get a new house, going to get a new car, going to get new clothes. You're bound for blessings. You're going to have bad blessings. God's going to pour coming in, going out, and so forth and all this. But they don't tell us how what God expects from us.
Well,
they should come up and accept Jesus Christ as your personal Savior. But they never tell you how to live after you said you accepted Jesus as your personal Savior.
Okay.
So they use Romans 10:9-8. And then after you say, you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God raised you from the dead, they don't tell you how to live after you have gone to that state.
Okay,
there is initial, progressive, eternal salvation. So when you get the initial, you got to continue to go on to learn how to get the growing grace and then the knowledge thereof so that you can receive the eternal salvation. Go on, Mary.
Let me finish this. This called for reverence. He's still talking about Levi. And he revered me and stood in awe of my name. True instruction was in his mouth, and nothing false was found on his lips. He walked with me in peace and uprightness and turned many from sin.
Now, Mary, you have to tell me where you read, what translation you're reading from.
I was going to when I finished.
Mm-hmm.
For the lips of a priest, and the priest here is the symbolic of leadership, ought to preserve knowledge. because he is the messenger of the Lord Almighty. And people seek instruction from his mouth. But you have turned away, you have turned from the way, and by your teaching have caused many to stumble. You have violated the covenant with Levi, says the Lord Almighty. And that was from the NIV.
Like he said, you are messengers. Of the Lord, messengers, not kings or priests, or queens, but messengers. And as being a messenger, we are responsible to give the word out. And remember, the word that we give out is the same word that we will be judged by when we stand before the throne of God.
Yeah.
If we pollute the people, you shall get your reward for pollution. But if you put out that golden word of God, because it is like gold, it's pure, it's like a sharp knife. It cuts going, it's like a sword that cuts going and coming. If you put out the word that you have to stand on God's promises and stand and be a witness, not only just stand there, but you got to show other people. That's what Israel was supposed to do.
And that's what the whole thing about the leadership is.
Yep.
Now, throughout the biblical accounts of history, we see how entire nations either rose to greatness or fell in despair because of the leadership.
Mm.
Those in position of authority and entrusted to guide the people according to God's ways and not their own.
Mm.
When the leadership was obedient, all the people were blessed and rejoiced.
Mm.
And when the leadership ignored God, all the people suffered and wailed in despair and hopelessness.
Mm.
We have to accept that same warning that Malachi was giving the priests then, now. Because anyone, you know, if we exemplify leadership according to God's word, then every leader in a modern 21st century church and before would have developed people with integrity and knowledge and the love of God. Those people could have moved out into the political arena, maintaining their ways with God, and with the world would be in a much better place.
We only have 7 minutes left, but if you want to call us, 619-638-8499, or don't forget, you can always listen to us on the archives anytime, day and night, 24 hours a day.
Yep, that number again is 619-638-8499. But this is what has to happen with our world right now. We need God called, God qualified, God anointed leaders to instruct people on how to live according to God's word. And until that happens, we're going to continue to see the nonsense we see on a daily basis.
I'm not a fisher. I've never been fishing. I've never sat on a bank and tried to catch any fish. I've never been on a bridge trying to cast a line. I've never been on a boat trying to cast a net. But I'm a fisherman, because Jesus said, I will make you fishers of men. And when he said it, he's yet teaching us how to go out and to get souls, gain souls for Christ, how we ought to live as fishermen and fisher people to win souls. And the only way we're going to do that, he said, through loving kindness have I drawn thee.
And that's what he said.
And we have to learn how to show ourselves approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, one that can rightly divide the word of truth.
Now, there's the key, rightly divide. As I heard someone say the other day, everyone's entitled to their own opinions, but we're not entitled to our own facts. we're not, and that makes sense, because the facts regarding anything never change. The word says God is not a man that he should lie. That's a fact.
you know, when you said that, I thought about somebody said, you know, people say, God said it, I believe it.
That settles it.
No. He said, God says it. That settles it.
Well, yeah.
You believe it or not, that settles it.
But, you know, the saddest part of all is that we have people who seek leadership positions who don't know God. And when we don't know God or know what God has said about how we're to lead people, we're going to mess things up.
You know, the Bible says, lay hands suddenly upon no man.
And we
make people, they say, I'm called to preach. And they have we don't give them time enough to see if before we ordain them and make them, put them over people and so forth. Let me tell you, when I first got saved, I told people I was called to preach. He said, sit right here and learn. You have to be in Sunday school. You got to be in Bobby WW. You got to be in training classes. So how can you be a warrior when you don't know how to use the equipment? So that all the time I'm sitting there and it had to be on time because I get tired of preachers. They say, service is at 7, he come to preach at 7:30. That's just so out of place.
Yeah, it is. Out of order.
So if you're the leader, if you read it, if you're the Levite over this thing, and you ought to be there when it starts so that people can see you. And it's amazing. When people see the leader, they start responding even better. And if the leader don't wait for the people to come, if the service is at 11 o'clock and he's sitting there waiting for people to come, they're gonna always run the time. But if you start at 11 o'clock, and just start at 11 o'clock a couple times, preacher. Start whatever time you say you're going to start.
That's right, on time.
10:45.
On time.
You start on time, and you stop, and you move the service along, not waiting for people to come. When they come, be saying, and the Lord says, amen. I bet you they'll start coming on time.
Well, you know, for some reason, I'm not sure how people got this into their spirits, but I guess they believed the lie the devil was telling. When they said black folks are lazy and they can't be on time for nothing, that's a lie straight from the pit. Black folks are lazy or tardy because they want to be.
Yep.
It's not because they. There is no tardy DNA in you. There is no lazy DNA in you.
They know they can get away with being tardy, but if you start letting them be tardy, then they'll start coming on time. I don't understand people going to college and they know you're supposed to be there at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock, and you come in at 9:15 talking about, I ran a little late. Then you ought to get up a little early.
Right. There is a solution for tardiness. There's a solution for laziness.
Yep.
As the Bible said, if a man won't work, he shouldn't eat.
You mean I can't eat if I don't work?
That's what the Bible said. So, I mean, if we just started living the Word, we could solve a lot of our societal ills.
Walk in the Word. We got to live it. The Word.
We can't live what we don't know.
The Word should be just like breath. You can't live without it. The word. Just get up thinking about the word. Go to bed thinking about the word. You can do whatever you want to do, but remember that the word. That's what the baptism of the Holy Spirit is about. He baptizes.
Okay,
we
are out of time.
We have something to say, and I see the time is up. Oh Lord, it looks like it starts slow but ends fast.
Well. Thank you for joining us today. Come back next week, same time, same place, and hopefully we'll both be here on time. I don't know. Life happens, and we just have to make those adjustments to deal with it. Remember this, God loves you, and we do too.
Be blessed.